Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we love to joke about on the improvs. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, baby?
Good. Thank you. Happy morning to ya.
Oh, happy morning to ya. Top of the morning.
Are you an O'Toole? Are you an O'Toole?
Remember when we thought that was a boring season? Are you an O'Toole? And now I'm like, oh my God, I wish it was the Are You an O'Toole season. God, the glory days. Am I right?
Oh, yes. So many things have changed. Yep. Well, so many of these seasons age so well in retrospect, you know? Is there a little delay? By the way, I apologize if I'm just like talking right over you.
I'm delayed in general as a human being.
So. Well, apologies. I apologize to the listeners if they're hearing weird cadence between us from a delay. I'm going to try to adjust some settings here to sort of cut down on that.
Oh, Lordy. I'm sure it's all great, everybody. I think people are used to our shit quality over here. I know. Well, everybody, truly. Welcome to Watch What Crappens. Today is an on-demand episode for Real Housewives of Dubai. So we're on video. Come over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to join for bonus episodes and also Crappens On Demand videos, which today is. Also, thank you, everybody, for coming out to take a seat on Monday nights over on Spotify Live. That's a really fun show we do every week where we just talk Bravo gossip. This week was particularly unhinged because the Bravo gossip gets unhinged. It's all crazy. It's like Joe Gorga yelling at a tenant. And I mean, it's a lot of fun stuff. So join us on Monday nights for that. We talk to you. You talk to us. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on Spotify Live. And today is Real Housewives of Dubai. Basic.
Basic recap. Basic.
Today we are basic.
Yeah. Well, we do some classic Real Housewives things today. We have a fashion show. We have an excessive staycation, stuff like
medical,
that.
So, you know, this medical things where they go, they take each other to the medical. Yeah. We got a twofer because we got the medical med spa thing. And we also got the stomach thing where they put the thing on your stomach and everybody goes, oh my God, it's killing me. Mm-hmm. We got all of the Bravo stuff kind of wrapped up in one sandy episode of Dubai.
Yeah, we also got the Dubai version of Shannon Bedore's Seven Lemons in a Bowl. It's more like about 20 lemons in a stock pot, which is, of course, because everything's sort of like bigger and more luxe in Dubai. So that's a natural progression for the lemons.
Yeah, I mean, I was more excited for the new pot that the girl got. I was like, that's pretty exciting. I know,
that's what I was thinking.
Who brings lemons? Bring me a pot. Like, I'm into it.
I was like, you got a stock pot. That's a nice stock pot, girl.
Yeah.
So the episode opens up with Lisa walking around an event space because it's 1 week before her fashion show for Mina Rowe. And she's there with Ayan and her friend who's like a stylist guy or whatever. And
William.
They're basically going to be
a friend.
William.
Do you mean William? A friend William. Hello, I'm William. They're carrying around pregnancy, like fake pregnancy bellies because it's a maternity thing. And he's like, look at that ballet. That could be a new handbag.
I thought it was a handbag at first when because she had them all like around her, like she brought them all draped from her elbow. So I was like, wow, what a interesting handbag. And it turns out they were just a bunch of bellies to put on models to show off maternity
wear. Yeah, handbag. I love your new handbag. Yeah, those bags are getting bigger and bigger. I'd believe it. You know, people are carrying around
bags these days.
What'd you say?
Bags these days,
am I right? They just get bigger. I mean, they're like human trafficking bags at this point. I'm like, who are you carrying a child in that bag? Like, what are you carrying in? It's like the biggest Birkin I've ever seen in my life.
Things either get really big or really small. Just follow, you know, the Apple model. You're either gonna have like, here is a tiny, tiny iPod, but also an enormous one that fills the room. Which do you want?
Oh, I was waiting for the end of the sentence.
It was just gonna let it hang there. You know, talk about no better time to have a pregnant pause than discussing
I'm
bellies.
Sorry. I told you my mind is delayed. I don't know what the hell's wrong. Honkbog. Yeah. So
I was like, wow, I guess my searing commentary about Apple products really isn't landing today.
And Lisa's like, oh my gosh, I just keep having babies. So I'm like a pro with a pregnant belly. And Chanel's like, oh, all my pregnant pictures on Instagram, they're not even mine. I don't take pictures of myself when I'm pregnant. They're all Lisa.
Yeah. So Lisa talks about how her husband, what's her husband's
rich.
Name again? Is it like Patrick?
Rich. I rich. Love, she's just Patrick dated, energy. She's just married to the rich guy, which is actually very fitting for the episode because he even does the announcement for her show. He's like, hello, I'm rich. Welcome to the show. I do nothing but pay the bills because I'm rich.
It's always good to marry the adjective that you aspire for.
So, I know, I'm looking for a guy named Finn.
Ethan.
Yeah, there you go. I have just seen my future, and it begins with an E.
Ethan Hawke. Oh, but that might involve birds.
Ethan Hawke. I don't know about Ethan Hawke. I don't know. Ethan Hawke's one of those Ethan people Embry. I always felt like I was supposed to have a crush on, but I just couldn't. You know, like when you try to have a crush on somebody, I'm like, yeah. Nah, I can't.
I tried to make Ethan
Hawke. I couldn't really do it because he was in that like Sunrise on a Train or Before the Sun Rises on the Train with.
It was like. Before something. Julie
Delpy.
Yes,
where they're like, let's have deep discussions about relationships on a train. I was like, shot.
I know. I saw that with my parents.
You saw it with your parents. It was like.
In the 90s, I was like, Ma, that was when I'd bring him all these like artsy movies on VHS. I remember once, this is so me. I remember I brought back in the 90s, there was like this French trilogy of movies called Red.
Oh, yes.
Blue, white, and red. Bleu, blanc, rouge. And I was like, I rented all three and I was like, we're going to watch all three back to back, which, does not make for a fun day. That's not like watching three Star Wars or watching the Avengers.
Yeah.
It's like, first we discuss a lady whose husband and children died in a car accident and now she swims.
Yes, I watched those two as a teenager. I was like, wow, independent film. I'm into it. But half the time I didn't get it. So I would just keep watching them anyway. It's like my relationship with Ethan Hawke, basically, was my journey into independent films. I was like, I love it, guys. I'm like, guys, I'm wearing a beret to the movie house.
No, I totally went through my teenager, that teenage love indie film phase, even though I didn't really enjoy most of the movies I was watching.
That one was like, particularly difficult. Okay, so Lisa tells us how Mina Rowe is known for providing the best maternity clothes, literally in the world, guys, literally in the world. And I was like, oh my God, congrats on being a pod. So they're going to be branching out from maternity because it's hard to get return customers because people just don't get pregnant right, you know, one after the other. They take a couple of years off. So they're going to do clothes while they're not pregnant, too. Might I suggest snack lines? Because I would prefer that.
How about diapers?
I'm looking for a clothing line that only goes up in size. So if I start at maternity level, I want some snacks and then some, you know, Velcro versions of all the shit that I bought before.
Yeah. How about like a detachable like maternity part? So then when you're done being pregnant, it like comes off and you put on something that's like a different piece of fabric.
Yeah.
Just thinking out loud.
I love it.
You know? It's like the Linfinity dress, but for moms, you know?
Yeah, the Ronfinity dress. It's just one pair of Old Navy jeans that comes in every size, you know? Every size I'm ever going to be.
So Rich is the CFO of the company, CFO of the company, and he didn't see the vision originally, but he believed in Lisa, and he said, I am investing in you, Lisa. I'm not investing in this vision. I'm investing in you. And guess what? Now, it's a thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of don't like Rich now, even though he gave her money for her business, because I don't like that. Like, I don't get it. What don't you get? Maternity clothes? Everybody gets pregnant. I mean, like, a lot of people get pregnant. What don't you see? What's your vision not catching, Rich? And there's nothing like telling your wife, like, I don't really get it, but I'll invest in you. Like, fuck off. I don't like it. I don't like Rich now.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Is he just... I don't know. Well, maybe he needs to invest in a pool that doesn't need ice. How about
this? Is
that
one of those shows where the husbands all, they say, like, what do the husbands do? And they're like, entrepreneur and finance. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Could you be a little more specific?
Mm-hmm.
Finance and entrepreneurship.
Well, you know, Berkeley's and Standards and Poor. Mm-hmm. Standards and Rich, more like. So, anyways, the models are coming out because they're going to, like, they're choosing models and everything. And so some models, they're picking models. And Ayane goes, oh, don't forget the supersized ones.
Yeah, we need them too. We need them too, supersized. And he's like, not supersized, plus size. Come on. And Lisa's like, yeah, this is not McDonald's, okay? And she goes, oh, yes, I know. And she tells us, many big brands come to me for models because I have a modeling agency. But this is the first time a client has asked me for a plus-size model. Supersize is food, not humans. But I'm getting better with English. I know the word now verbatim. The other day, I go into the bank and I tell the guy, give me my money verbatim.
And then she, like, looks up the definition, which is like, said as it was. Verbatim. Yes. Basic word.
So she's like, okay, this model is yummy. I found her on the internet. And William's like, where on the internet? The Instagram internet. Who invited him in? Who invited him here?
And then Lisa tells a story about how they first met, which is that for her show, she wanted to have two black models. So she was working with two different agencies. So she booked Chanel from one and Ayane from another. And it was the same person. And they befriended her.
I like that Ayane has those kind of pictures we all get when we first move to LA to start acting. Where it's like, when you're wearing glasses, so you're like an office worker. And then in the other one, you're like smiling and you have bangs. So you're a mom, you know?
Yeah. She has different looks for different
Lisa's
seasons.
Lisa's like, wait a minute. I thought I hired a farmer, a secretary, and a young mother. And it was just one lady. She's like, tricked you, basic.
I miss it in person. Verbatim. So then we go over to Caroline, who's like arriving at the Atlantis Hotel that they've gone to on a billion of these shows. And she's meeting up with Nina. She goes, hello, I hope your son's not as grumpy as mine.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, they're pretty grumpy. And she's like, oh, look at all the fun we're going to have. And here you are, grumpy pants, grumpy grump. And she's coming in like jeans and kind of a bikini top sweater type thing. And she's like, as a guest in this country, I'm asked all the time, can you show your skin, your knees? And I say all the time, it's not about that. It's about showing respect to the people with enough money to wear bikini tops and not get in trouble for it. Rich people can do whatever they want, wherever they want. Thank you. Was that patriotic enough? Print it.
Yeah, that was kind of the vibe I was getting from her. And she goes, and I think that Dubai has a strong culture of staycation, especially for families. But I've never seen anything like this, because they're in this like glamorous suite. She says that the suite is booked three rooms in advance, probably because Bravo is always booking it for their various Real Housewives shows. She goes, everyone right now is getting on a plane to try to get out of their country, and we just have it on our doorsteps. Well, we do, not our servants. Faster, please vacuum faster. We're walking in the room now. Please be done with this. Thank you.
And Nina's like, well, they knew I was coming, and so there's scones here. She goes, no, if they knew you were coming, there would be fries here. And we get a tss. And I was like, ooh, that was a really rude diss. But then we find out that Nina's trying out a new personality, somebody who likes fries.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Amazon just turned on for that. What, you don't like me talking about Nina's French fry personality? That's not a thing. You want to argue about it?
So Nina's like, living in Dubai feels like an endless vacation because there's so much to do. And growing up in Austin, Texas, once a year we would take a trip to like Corpus Christi. And my family are so Arabs. Like, we would go to a hotel, we'd pack the trunk with food and coolers. Oh my goodness. But you know what? I really try to ground my children as much as possible here in Dubai because it's so easy to spoil them. I'm like, lady, they're eating a spread in a room that probably costs $20,000 per night with all sorts of food that's going to go uneaten because it's just sitting there going cold.
After your Thanksgiving on a Ferris wheel. I mean, This is like my favorite kind of delusional rich person. The one that's like, look, I'm just like you, America. I used to go on trips with my family in a car to Corpus Christi. Blah. They would have food in trunks. Oh, poor people. I just don't want my kids to be snobs, you know.
I know. Well, it's so funny, Caroline, because once upon a time I knew Caroline and we ran in the same circle, but we didn't talk. And so she talks, she tells Caroline that when she would talk to her, that she would feel a wall. She's like, yeah, you were kind of nice, but you were like, hi, bye. But look at us now.
Yeah,
we have
look at us.
A friendship for television, you know, and we're having a slumber party.
Look at us. You know, here's the thing.
Although we'll be in separate
rooms. Here's the thing you have to understand about me. The reason that you felt a wall going up was because every time you tried to talk to me, I grabbed you by the weave, ripped your head around, and pushed you into a wall. So that was the literal wall you were feeling. And people think I'm standoffish and that I'm better than them, but I wouldn't call it social anxiety. I would call it mild social disgust that I have. And here's the thing. I hate small talk from small people. Nothing personal. Also, I didn't give you a chance, mostly because you're small and your head was banged into a wall. So, glad we're here. It's like, wow, this friendship, this is like beaches.
Yeah, Nina's like, she's like, you know, I had a few people say, I think if you got to know that ice queen over there with a strange face, I think you'd really get along. And she's like, well, you know, it's funny because people told me that too. And I was like, no, no, no. She's far too boring. I mean, even looking at you right now, I'm quite bored. I mean, basically, I'm just doing this as a charity case, you know, rich people for boring people. That's the charity. I give myself to boring people and enrich their lives for about 25 more minutes before I go somewhere
else. But since I'm a different person now on Real Housewives of Dubai, I will say this is the best you've ever looked. You're talking to a scone. Oh, well, never mind then.
Nina, I do have to say, you move with such grace, and I'm in awe of your ability to travel around this tank so quickly. You're now just looking at the aquarium. Oh, that's not you. That salmon there, that's not you at all. Oh, my apologies.
It's funny because we clicked straight away once we got to know how rich the other was. You know, even if we had an argument, I know that I could settle that with you because you're reasonable. Whereas I feel like some of the others are not reasonable. They've heard things and they want to stay there about us. So basically, these two hate each other. Everybody knows that they hate each other, but now they're making an alliance for television even though they hate each other. Love it. Yeah, that's very exactly. Real Housewives.
And then Caroline's daughter arrives, Yasmin, she's great. She's basically like the spirit of Caroline from Late Ladies of London. And she comes in and she's just like, ugh, mother. And Caroline goes, all these children, I can't believe Sergio wants to have another one eventually. And she goes, you're not allowed to have another one, mother. There's no world where you could ever convince me to have another sibling. Because if you have another sibling, I will kill it by staring at it until it dies of embarrassment, mother.
Yes, but what about Sergio? He might want one. I'm not planning a baby today. I'm just going to freeze my eggs, which, shockingly enough, might give them my current face. But there's no world where I can convince you. She's like, no world, mother. No absolute world. She's like, what were you studying today, darling? She's like, revisionist. She's like, oh, Nina here is doing revisions too on all the time she called me lowborn trash whore, aren't you, Nina? Everybody's studying today.
This is true. And so Caroline's like, so you don't want another baby, another little Sergio? And she goes, no. He already acts like a man-child. We don't need another child, mother.
You barely remember that you have three children already, mother.
But he needs one eventually. No, he doesn't. Well, maybe it'll be with another woman. Good. He can stay married to you and have a kid with someone else, mother. Some trash box, okay? Like this one right over here. That's my friend Nina. Oh, apologies.
And Caroline laughs, and she's like, she's definitely my daughter, saying he should have another baby with somebody else. And you know Nina's just like, I called you trashy, and I meant, your ass is trashy, okay? I could just feel the judgment coming from Nina on the other side of the TV.
Yeah.
So then we go to lunch, a very fancy place called Scalini, and Chanel is carrying a pot on her head. Because she's Chanel, you know? And so they come in and she's like, oh, Lisa.
In like high fashion. She's like in high fashion, but with her pot on her head.
Yeah, and she's like, Lisa, you want to see what I brought her? Lemons. Because she's so bitter over me. No, Lehman's. So I want to know why Brooks, why she said that about me. Look, we are matching too. We have so much taste. I cannot wait to give bitter, bitter lemons.
Yeah. So then Ion's also asking about the goat. And Lisa's like, oh yeah, the goat's doing really well. I mean, we spent 2 hours trying to find it. You know, then I finally had to post it on Facebook. And then someone found it, which was good because there was a panther loose. I was like, what? This neighbor had a lot of activity. A goat and a panther that was loose. I feel like one solves the issue for the other, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, I feel like this is my neighborhood. I feel like I've seen these posts. Like, I'm missing a goat. Anybody seen my goat? Guys, watch out. There's a panther on the loose. Well, it wasn't a panther. It was a bobcat. But everybody was sending in their Ring cam footage of a bobcat in the neighborhood. And I was like, wow, I made a great move. So Lisa talks about how the goat has diarrhea. So they switched up their food and they've insisted that it's organic. And Chanel's like, that is so Max. That is so Max. Verbatim. Verbatim.
Hey, and thanks again. Just want to say thanks again for getting me a goat with diarrhea. Thanks. I'm really loving this in my high fashion house.
Thanks, bestie.
So then Brooks walks in. Caroline Brooks walks in. And the pot of lemons is on her chair. And Ayana's like, I got you a gift. Verbatim. And so she's like, okay, like, what the hell is a pot doing on my chair? She goes, well, I know you're upset with me, and I am with you, and I thought we could make something sweet out of it. I'm not saying the bitter part.
Yeah, we can make lemonade. Like, and Brooks is like, so when life gives you lemons, you give Caroline Brooks lemonade? And she's like, yes, well, we both get lemonade. Okay, you can put it on the ground. And she's like, you're always full of tricks, aren't you, Chanel? They just like sit there awkwardly. Then, like,
yeah. And then the waiter comes over to take their orders. And Ion orders the way I would totally imagine her. She basically lifts up her menu and she goes, I want these and that. These and that.
And Lisa's just over there giving dirty soap opera looks the whole time to Brooks, which is so funny. They just kept cutting to Lisa's face like, so Brooks is like, okay, well, I guess I'll start. I think we all have regrets about how it went at Nina's dinner. Mostly all the different kinds of potatoes. They kind of hurt my stomach after a while. Like, how many French fries can one person eat? You know what I'm saying? Is that a dinner party? I mean, come on. Put some tater thought into your tater tot. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell her I said that.
That's okay. I'm already planning on bringing her a pot full of fries. So then she's like, you know, walking into that dinner, I hadn't seen you in a long time. And I felt like you had really iced me. And like, we went from speaking every day to you vanishing. And so Ion talks about how her husband's sister was sick. So he went back to America and then she was in a bad place because her husband was gone for a month. And she goes, and when you called me that day in the morning and said, you've been invited to Sanbury, but you haven't been invited by Sanbury because she thinks you're not important or whatever. I was like, I need space because I'm going through my own stuff. Like, for the first time in my whole life, I had an anxiety attack. I felt rather, what is the word? A basic anxiety.
Yeah, but like, as a friend, you could have told me that. I had no idea. And then Chanel tells us, I'm sick of friends who say you didn't call me, so now we have issue. But you didn't call me, girl. It's a two-way street, honey. That's why there's a left and a right. You go left or you go right. Or you go in the straight line and meet in the middle. And we don't go in the middle of the street. A girl in my village who went in the middle of the street, dead verbatim.
Listen, a two-way street, you don't, if you're on a two-way street, you actually specifically don't want to meet in the middle. Like, you want those cars to glide right by each other. I think the aim is not to make contact with the other car. And also, I think she's kind of describing an intersection more or less. She's like, oh, this left and right, up and down, inside, outside, circular, square. Like, this is not
what she said last week. I loved it. Not enough to remember it, apparently, but she's like, oh, I see you, flip-flopper, building climber.
Yeah. Scraping the sky.
Skyscraper.
So, So Brooks was saying that she was like, you know, it was me who said that you weren't important enough. Caroline never said that. I was just making a joke. And Lisa's like, well, why would you say that about your friend? She goes, it was banter. OK, I think she, you know, I think that Caroline invited who was important to her. And that's what I said. It was me. You know, it's like me saying F you B versus fuck you, bitch. Like, there's a difference, you know.
And Ion's like, well, we have this relationship. You know, me and her, like sisters. Who calls someone at 7 in the morning to piss them off? I have not peed. I have not had coffee. Let me pee first, girl!
I got to pee to the left, to the right, in the center. So Brooks is like, you know, I should have thought better. Like, I should have thought better, like, not to, like, make a joke when a friend is excluded, which is what you were. You were excluded. You were not invited to a yacht. That's what happened to you. You were not part of it. Some might say you were not important enough. I will not say that because I know it's hurtful, but you are basically, like, it was an A and B party, and so you had to see your way out of it. So I apologize. I really do apologize for that.
Really sorry I made fun of the fact that you're not important enough to be invited anywhere. That was awkward, wasn't it? God. You're important enough to me. Unfortunately, not to Caroline still, but I'm not making a joke about it. That would be bad.
I mean, evidently you're not important enough to be able to gain access to the Le Creuset store, which is why we have this shitty stock pot that you brought these lemons in. But, you know, you're important to me. You're important to someone, I'm sure.
And Ion's like, well, everybody I've known, out of everybody I've known her longer, and I felt singled out. I felt like it was done purposely. And Lisa's like, yeah, she's quite calculated. And Brooks says, yeah, well, don't you want to be the bigger person? And they both go, no!
Why does she have to be the bigger person? And Ion's like, she's 50. I'm still a child. I'm a child.
I'm baby. So Lisa's like, well, that was a shifty move on her part. So she needs to come apologize to Ion if she wants forgiveness from Ion. Because, like, Ion is not going to go to her to get forgiveness when it's her who should be apologizing to her. All right, you two. I do think it was shitty of Stanbury to not include people on the first group party of the new season. Yeah. But, you know, that's Stanbury. There you go.
But I mean, that's like, that is the conundrum of having friends who are always drama or high maintenance, because sometimes with things you're like, I'm just not going to invite them because then it does become all about them. And I was like, I don't want to deal with it. And then they find out and then they become the dramatic thing. And then it's like, then you're like, well, this is why you weren't invited. And then they get more angry. And it's just a terrible, terrible negative feedback loop of drama on their part. And then finally, you just kind of have to, like, stroke their ego until they're back to normal again.
Right. But this is a housewife show, and Stanbury is really miscalculating here. Okay. She's trying to, like, put this woman on the outs, who's the fan favorite, probably. I mean, I guess we could probably say by now this. I think she's definitely the early fan favorite. So she's miscalculating on there. She's excluding someone from the first day of shooting. And then she's trying to extend it by pulling moves of, like, not showing up to people's events and not being in group scenes, which kills the group scene. It just kills the whole vibe of Housewives. Like, if you're going to do this, fucking do it, you lazy ass. Don't come here and just do it on your terms. This is a Real Housewives show. Show the fuck up for work, Caroline.
Yeah, it's not going to work out well for her. I think by the end of the season, a lot of the goodwill that everyone has for Caroline Stanbury, the way that people love her from Ladies of London, I think it's going to go away.
Yeah.
I think it's already.
I think she's got an uphill battle the rest of the season, personally.
Because she, by the way, she was not great in the last season of Ladies of London. She was kind of, like, annoying that season. She was pulling the same moves, not going to things. It's the diva thing. The moment that someone, you know, refuses to film with other people, they go downhill. Like, the only time that somehow has worked out is on Salt Lake City, when, like, Meredith Marks or, like, Mary Cosby. Like, when Mary Cosby refused to film, it was somehow, like, very funny. But, like, really no one else has been able to pull it off and survive. Yeah. And honestly, Mary Cosby didn't even survive.
Yeah. And also, it's the thing where you're the asshole to everybody. Like, Caroline Stanbury is the one being the asshole. But if anybody stands up to her, that's when she runs away and she won't do it. It's like, she can be the asshole, but if anybody stands up to her, she's done. And that's what she's doing here. Like, she won't go because she knows she's going to be confronted about something. It's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Come to,
like,
work.
With Portia and Nene also pulled the same moves. Like, the moment that people think that they, and Lisa Vanderpump, when it's like, oh, you're gonna call the shots? No, you don't get to call the shots. That's not fair. The producers get to, but you don't get to.
So Brooks is like, well, Lisa and Ion always team up together. That's what they do. They're like yin and yang, or like Ren and Stimpy, or Dumb and Dumber.
Pinky and the Brain. Can't wait to see what they're going to do. Lisa's the Brain and Pinky is definitely Ion.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go to Sarah at a photo shoot. She's like, you know, I'm a businesswoman, but I've been a businesswoman since the age of 15, and I was a fashion designer for 20 years, okay? I ran a zoo for 45 years. I own 16 tech companies. I also do NFTs and TFNs, which are like NFTs, but I just reverse the letters, okay? So I do that too. And I have skincare, and I care for skin. Also, I found a shoe, and I gave it a job, and now that shoe runs a Fortune 500 company. So I guess I do a lot.
Yeah, Sarah, I can't. So Sarah's like, yeah, well, my team has secured covers for me in Europe and the Western world. So today I'm doing a photo shoot for disruptive women in technology. And the reason I'm disruptive, tattoos. Take it. People don't like it, but take it. Now, they can't see them because I'm covering up my skin most of the time. But that is my choice. Not because that's what is expected of me. Because you know what is not expected of me? Tattoos. Rebel!
I am such a disruptor. I even disrupt the way, you know, covers are shot for magazines. Because I decided I would have one photographer and I would not have the magazine shoot the cover. I would have my photographer shoot it in the back of an office. Okay? That is a disruptor.
So she's talking about how she's judged by everybody for getting... She's one of those people that does shit just to be rebellious and then is like, oh yeah, judge me all you want. You know, she's like, I got tattoos and now I'm judged for my tattoos. You know, they judge me, but they get their eyebrows tattooed, but they judge my shoulders. But that thinking is being diluted now in Dubai. A woman can do whatever she wants with no judgment. So then she's posing for the photographer and she's like, show my tattoos. I don't care what anybody thinks. She poses like this, like with her forearm out, like, yeah, tattoo.
So that was like the big Sarah scene of the episode. And then we go over to Caroline and now at the med spa with Brooks. And Brooks is like, oh my God, I love this place. You've been here. No, I'm just, I see your face on it, so I just have to assume I love it.
Because there's big TVs all over the waiting room of Caroline's face. Like, oh, hello, it's me, Caroline. This hospital is so good, it's made me almost smile.
Would you like the Caroline treatment, where we freeze your fat cells with my face?
I'm cool. We have a new treatment here where we freeze fat cells and inject them into my daughter while she's sleeping. So she'll wake up terribly horrified. Very fun. Better than Scrabble in my home. I've been a brand spokeswoman for this place for years. I love Noura. I love facials. I love seaweed in my veins. Once they injected paint thinner into my toes and my knees looked like a 20-year-old for 8 weeks. My throat fell out, but they nailed it right back in. Botox, fillers. I've been skinned like a chicken and had all my epidermis replaced. I'm not sure what my new skin came from, but it's resistant to fire and gets dewy when a storm is coming. Caroline. Use discount code Caroline at checkout.
So Brooks is like, look, I don't knock her hustle, but it's a little bit too much. She's not that influential. I'm like, well, what med spas are you on a brochure for, Miss Brooks?
Brooks, so, friend to nobody.
I know she really
like that. They're like, we need to cast somebody who's just an asshole to everybody and does not care.
No one really likes, and she doesn't really like in return.
Right.
So, Brooks is like, well, the person to ask about plastic surgery is Sarah. Sarah knows the head to the toe, the ruta to the tuta about plastic surgery. And then, so she's basically saying like, yeah, Sarah's all fake. And then she goes, amazing. I'm like, you don't get to save it by saying amazing at the end as if it were a compliment. Okay.
What are you from, Texas? But I love that they cut to a picture of Sarah with her. She's like,
I know, it was old photo.
So funny. So Brooks is like, oh my God, do you need a hand? You're getting that thing on your face? What is that even doing? I'm intrigued. So anyway, I went to lunch at Scalini with Lisa and Ion, and we tried to get to the bottom of the situation where they misquoted me. And basically it turned into them saying, you're a horrible human being, they hope you die, and you better apologize before you do, or you're going to burn in an eternal hell. What do you think of that?
Hell will Caroline over first. I'm sorry. Hell will freeze over first. And she's like, Lisa is like a gnat to me. Whether I owe someone an apology or not from a fight I'm having with that person is none of her business. And she needs to pipe down.
So then her friend Michael comes in for no reason. I'm not really, it's not explained. Caroline's just like oh, I need a gay person on this
Rip
season.
Taylor.
I became very popular because of my gay friend, Luke. So I'm going to need another gay. And Luke, unfortunately, is busy. So casting, older gay.
Do we have an older gay who has necklaces? Great. Use him. So Michael comes and he goes, oh, well, they told me that Caroline was here. I didn't know there'd be two. And he just throws confetti in the air. So.
Well, one Caroline tells everybody she's 43, but she's really 67.
All right. Someone try Luke again, please. Really working for me.
Hey. Caroline, why does he have a box around him? Oh, that's just his thing. He likes to pretend he's center square all the time.
So Caroline, they joke with Brooks because she starts getting that stomach thing. I don't know. It's supposed to be like a year of working out or whatever in 2 seconds, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh my God, this is eating my stomach.
And Caroline's like, why would you tell the girls I said that thing? Turn it up. Turn it up.
More vibrations, more torture. Okay, more. It's like, I would rather just have flab. I couldn't think of anything worse than this right now. She's like, ha, ha, ha. Your pain is my comedy. Ha, ha.
So now we go to Caroline at home with her man, Sergio. And she's like, this dog is terrible. We might have to leave her on someone's doorstep. He's like, I will leave you before I leave Seaghost.
Could someone call the panther, tell them we have dinner for it? Both the dog and you, Sergio. Goodbye.
Oh, so then we get a taste of the loving, supportive Sambury family. So Yasmin comes home and Sergio's like, how was your day? How was Susie? And she's like, yeah, we had Susie. You like Susie, do you, Sergio? And he's like, yeah, I like Susie. She's like, yeah, Mom, he likes Susie.
Say shoes. Suze, oh my God. He can't even say she is.
And then Caroline goes, say wood. what does that have to do with not being able to say the S's in the English way?
They just mock him. Caroline goes, when I first started dating Sergio, of course my kids were essentially resistant because no matter who comes in, it was not about anything but that one day I would return to their father. But Sergio has literally jumped through hoops, as in I set up hoops in the living room, lit them on fire, and told him he had to jump through them. And he did. And then we still made fun of him, and that was really what made him part of the family. Being the punching bag for all of us. On fire, too.
Told the children, going to somebody else's country and then making fun of them how they speak. It's good old family fun. Sergio, jump. Jump. He's like, see?
Sergio, balance this teacup on top of your head with an asparagus and a shoebox too. Good. Okay, 5 minutes starts right now. Kids, watch. Throw eggs at him. Great. Wonderful. Part of the family now.
So they're talking about Expo, something called Expo. Sergio's like closer to the kids' age, she said. So they're basically big brother energy with him. So he's going to take them to Expo, and they won't let Caroline come. And she's like, and the son's like, you're embarrassing. You're embarrassing, Mom. You can't come. She's like, there's thousands of people there. How am I going to be embarrassing? And Yasmin's like, everything you do is embarrassing, Mother.
And basically Caroline's like, well, Sergio, you think you're 22. But
no,
you're not,
he tells
honey.
Her he goes, that. He goes, oh. You think you're 22, honey, oh. And you're not. I was like, oh, wow.
That makes much more sense. I do have to say, I mean, Sergio's 28, and I'm all for Caroline having a boy toy, or as I say, a broad toy boy. But Sergio, I mean, he's 28, but he kind of like reads as a young 28. Like 28 going on 20, if you ask me. Like, I'm still trying to figure out this relationship a little bit.
Well, I'm old, so 28 does seem young to me. You know, I'm like, wow, 28, is that legal?
It's not like there's some people who are like, they're 28, but they really have like, they're an old soul. They're really like a 43-year-old. But then with him, I'm sort of like, I think he has sort of a young soul.
Yeah. So Caroline's like, well, so I'm not going to expo. Big deal. What are you going to do without me? And he's like, we're going to have boys' day. I have to honor boys' day. And she's like, well, I have the day off then. I don't care. I'll have a salt bath and scrub my bunny or something. They're like, ew, mother. You see what I said? Embarrassing.
So we're over at Lisa's and the goat's there. It's alive and well, not shitting everywhere for the moment. And Lisa tells her kids that she's going to go to the fashion show. The kids like could not be more. The kids are annoyed because they've been put into matching shirts just to do a scene where they hug their mom and say, congrats on the fashion show, mom. So the nanny comes and she heads out. And Lisa says this is going to be the first maternity fashion show that Dubai has ever had from the world's number one maternity brand of all time.
Yeah, she really Mina knows Rowe. How to sell it. I mean, I'll give her that. Because I was like, is that true? And is Mina Rowe the biggest maternity company in the world? Like, I believe it all. You know, I believe everything. Yeah. So I'm like, wow. Same. So then Chanel's getting there. And, you know, she's running everything because she owns a modeling company. I don't know that we mentioned that. Like a model agency. So she's like running it all and like running the agents. And so everything Lisa says, Chanel just repeats it. So she's like, oh my God, people need to get in hair and makeup. You need to get in hair and makeup right now, basic. You know, she just does it in more of a yelling way.
The baton.
So then Chanel asks who's going to be coming today. And Lisa's like, well, everybody confirmed except your best friend. And Chanel's like, no. And Chanel does actually look like her feelings are hurt, which is so weird. I can't really figure Chanel out. But if she's acting, she's doing a good job. Because I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
it's like your feelings are hurt, but all you wanted to do was yell at her. So, like, are your feelings hurt that you didn't get to yell at her? I'm confused.
Probably. Yeah, she felt like this scene was taken away from her. And then 3 hours earlier, Caroline had texted Lisa saying, sadly, I can't make it today, but I know you weren't expecting me. The wedding is kind of crazy right now. So it was like a passive aggressive decline because she's being like, you didn't want me there anyway. And Lisa's like, I never said that.
Yeah, she's like, you know? Well, why wouldn't I be expecting it? Well, she doesn't know that Brooks went straight to Stanbury. Because, you know, Brooks called Stanbury right after that and was like, we need to meet up immediately. I need to tell you why to hate them more.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Lisa's like, you know what? My fashion show is the number one event happening in Dubai. It's been on everyone's calendar for months. So you texting me the day of and telling me you're unable to make it. I'm like, I'm not sure this fashion show is really on the number one thing that's been on everyone's. I think probably that book in that room at the hotel is probably the number one thing that's been on people's calendars. But
so fine. Chanel's like, honestly, I think the reason she's not supporting you is because of me. And she just makes me feel really bad because this is a big moment for you. Big moment. And she's like, well, this is the problem we are having with her is that she's singling you out again. Here's she doing it again. And so she's like, well, she probably thinks not showing up is going to sink or float this boat. But paid followers does not bring Lisa any coins. So I hope your wedding planning is going well.
Yeah. So then now it's time for the fashion show and people are arriving. And, you know, Lisa's getting her hair done. The other girls are in the front sitting on a sofa. And Nina's just like trying to get fries. Like that's all she wants. The waiter's coming by with hors d'oeuvres. And she's like, do you have any vegetarian options? Like any French fries? French fries? Make it happen. Make it happen. I'm really trying to ground my children. Really trying to make sure they're not spoiled and they don't just, you know, go to places
who does that?
Demand things even if they're not offered. Make it happen. Make the French fries happen.
Make it happen. Yeah, that's her thing. Like, French fries are my personality now. She mentions French fries 30 times. So, I mean, have fun with that. Habibi Monocle's doing a bang-up job in this episode. It's like they gave her less of a budget for Dubai, so she's singing all the voices herself. She's like a one-woman Habibi in this one. So she's like, we're going to spend this money. Diamond rings and pretty things. We're going to spend this money. Houses and balls. I was like, Trick, Habibi, we know it's you. Okay. I make like a weird high voice. So funny. So yeah, Nina's like, make my fries happen. So Sarah comes and Nina's like, yeah, well, guess what? I'm waiting for French fries. You know what I said? Make it happen. That's what I told them. Make it happen.
Okay, Mariah. So then, Brooks is like, fashion in Dubai is incredibly important. We have Paris, We have New York, we have Milan, and we have Dubai. That's the fashion scene of the world. I was like, I don't know. Don't know about that. But Brooks is like, Lisa's accomplishments are beyond. Sarah's like, oh, I used to run, about 30 fashion companies. You ever heard of overalls? I invented them. So I know it's madness back there.
Yeah, she must be going crazy because listen, I know as a fashion designer, you know what you see out here? You see just excellence and tastefulness. But let me tell you, back there, it's war. It's war. For any of those of you who have never heard about anything from fashion, let me assure you, backstage is crazy.
I know, in case you've never seen any fashion show documented on any media.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then backstage, Lisa's like, oh my God, we're missing a belly. Where's the extra belly? We need a belly. And Shanette's like, belly basic. Where's belly basic? Who stole the fucking belly?
I need a belly verbatim right now. It needs to be going left, right, and meet in the center. I need the belly right now.
So Nina's like, well, French fries, you know. Today her line hopefully is going to be made out of French fries. That's what I'm hoping. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, she's expanding her line and I'm glad we're here to support her. And they're like, yeah, I'm glad we're here to support her. Dun, dun, dun. Kind of all shading Caroline for not being there. And then it cuts to Caroline and she's telling Sergio, well, I'm not sad I'm missing it. I would like to support Lisa, I suppose, but I just don't have the energy for all the damage, you know, and I might do damage if I'm messed with right now.
And then, yeah, she calls them her wicked stepsisters. And then meanwhile, Sergio's like making tacos or something. She goes, well, I want burger. Sergio, say burger. Say burger. Okay, now one foot in the air, say burger. Hold this plate. Burger. B-U-R-G. He can't even say burger. It's ridiculous and hilarious.
So then Nina, back at the fashion show, is like, oh my God, French fries are coming. I see French fries. Those are not French fries. Oh God, those aren't French fries. Is this Nina's?
What was that?
Nina's. Nina, enough.
I do want to know what did arrive in a French fry container, because that was kind of funny. like here come the French fries. Like, no, it's not French fries. Like, whoa. I like to think it was just like a roll of pennies or something, or Dubai pennies. Yeah. Just change, or I don't know.
She's like, I'm a simple person. I've been to Corpus Christi, and French fries are good, and they're satisfying, and they're cheap, and they're everywhere, and I'm craving fries now. Make it happen. So then Rich...
By the way, I love how she's Nina-splaining French fries to all of us who've never even heard or tasted them before. Like, really? French fries are everywhere and they're cheap?
You're trying to relate to delicious? Poor people, us, the audience. It's like she's looking at everybody else as being poor, but she's trying to relate to us by explaining what poor shit is. Like, we know.
And also be kind of like, this is the high-low culture thing, and she's trying to be funny, too. Like, oh my God. I'm trying to think of an example. For some reason, I can't think of any, but where there is that someone who's so fabulous, but they just love this, like, one thing. Like Jell-O.
I think she's trying to pull a Lisa Barlow, like Diet Coke and Taco Bell.
There you go. Although Lisa Barlow is sort of, like, that's not a... Lisa Barlow is not, there's no huge, like, juxtaposition between, like, high-low culture with Lisa Barlow. Like, her having Diet Coke is, like, very much on par with what I would imagine.
Right, Lisa but Barlow at first is, it wasn't, because at first it was like, look at all these rich, fabulous people. And she's like, I just want Diet Coke. Like, that was her thing, you know? All she talked about was Diet Coke, and I need to get my Diet Coke, and Diet Coke, Diet Coke. And I think she's taking a page from that book, and it's just like, try hard. It's try hard, Nina. So then Rich, the husband, is the announcer, and he's all smarmy. He's like, welcome to our 2022 fashion show. I'm very honored to be the host, especially since I'm not allowed to do anything but pay the bills. Am I right, ladies? And everyone's like, titter, 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 titter. It's like very lukewarm, you know?
Make it happen. Make it happen. Can we just get some fries for this lady in the front row?
And I was like, what a gracious speech. So then they start, and backstage, Lisa's like, oh my God, where's the light? Where's the light? And Chanel's like, faster, faster, light, light.
Yeah. And it's like, it's the standard Bravo fashion show experience, which is that there's pandemonium backstage. Everything's crazy. And then the fashion show is perfectly fine as usual.
And she tells one of the girls who's going out, she's like, oh my God, those shoes don't work. Okay, you know what? Take those shoes off and put my shoes on. And the model goes, but I'm not going to feel as confident. Take your fucking shoes off. This is a paid gig. Well, feels confident.
You shouldn't feel confident. Ever. So it's fine. It's a very nice fashion show, actually. I was like, this is actually one of the better fashion shows we've seen on Bravo. I mean, there was no color, but like outside of Project Runway, like from a Real Housewives fashion show, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, certainly better than like Alexis Bellino Couture or whatever that was called, or anything we've seen from Posh, or
it was a fashion show by someone who actually creates fashions. What a weird idea. Yeah. It was totally crazy. Yeah.
I've really blocked out all the other fashion shows, to be honest.
So Chanel's like, Olivia, I need fast girl. Oh my God. Freaking out. And so they do the walks and everything looks pretty good. And Lisa's like, I'm the kind of girl, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it. Without the validation of others, I don't need that. I did it myself. And I'm amazing.
And my husband's money. So then, she's proud of herself. I mean, it's good. She should be proud of herself. And now it's let's party. It's after party. And Nina's like, can I get some fries? Can I still get some fries? Come on, I'm really trying to create a personality right now, and you guys are really making it hard for me right now.
She goes, make me happy to the waiter. Ugh. Anybody who's ever waited table knows this person, and we all hate her. I'm like, congratulations, Nina. You've just got an entire world of servers hating your ass right now. Congrats. Yeah.
And then she finally gets her fries. She goes, okay, but now can I get some ketchup? And they're like, So then,
and Brooks goes, oh my God, are those French fries after an hour and a half? Yes, they don't serve French fries. Now you're going to complain about how long they took.
It's like, I don't know if you guys understand how catering works. There was an order that was placed for the food that's going to be there, and French fries were not part of that menu. So, yeah. Anyway, so basically. She gets her fries, and then it gets sort of like things like settle down and get kind of quiet, and everyone just sort of like looks at Nina, and she's because they're kind of like, so what's the deal with Caroline? That's what the eyes
basically
are,
they're like, who's like, gonna start talking shit about Caroline, right? But when they're all congratulating her, Brooks is just such an asshole. Everything Brooks says sounds like it's mean, you know? She goes, oh my God, that collection, oh wow, all those white dresses. Wow. And Lisa's like, yeah, well, it's been a maternity brand for so many years. So they're like, girl power. It's so good when you have all your friends supporting you, right? Like, yeah, isn't it great when all your friends are here? Yeah, it's great to have supportive friends who are here. And then they all just stare at each other. And so Brooks is like, okay, well, you know, we're all here. And I feel bad that Caroline's not here. I really feel terrible. She would have really loved all of these dresses that look the same in the same color. So.
Yeah. And Nina's like, well, I think that the wedding stuff has her like very overwhelmed. And we just cut to Caroline at home popping champagne with Sergio, making him jump through hoops again, literal hoops.
Yeah.
So Ion's like, well, it's because I'm sitting here. And you already know that verbatim. Mm. Basic. Okay.
And Rich comes over and he's like, hey, ladies, baby, you killed it. You were amazing. All I'm hearing at the bar is amazing, amazing. You've got a lot of orders coming, honey. I'm so proud of you. And they're like, cheers. Cheers to rich people. And I was like, all right. You know, this is where I was kind of annoyed with Caroline, because this scene is all about you. Like, you can't make everything all about you and then not show up to have the episode be about you. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was supposed to be a climactic moment, and they didn't have anything to do because
you killed the episode, lady.
She didn't show up.
You killed the episode. Not congrats. Cool.
Yeah.
So
we've been at this rodeo before, and it does not end well.
Yeah. So next time they finally do get Caroline there, and she makes an ass out of herself. So that's fun.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
In a flapper headband. So to even make it better. So yeah, it looks like it'll get there.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks everyone for being here, for watching, and for listening. And we'll be back next week with a whole new slate of recaps. So we'll look forward to seeing you there, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.